We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You have got to be kidding me. I have never in my life seen anything like what I saw on Sunday when the Celtics put a beating on the Warriors that was so horrific. See, I have no explanation for it. 140-88. You have got to be kidding me. You can't make this stuff up. Jaylen Brown had 29. Tatum had 27, and it was his 26th birthday. And the Celtics had their third largest winning margin in their history. 140-88, you can't even tell me that that's real. Peyton Pritchard added 19. They set a league record with their third win this season by 50 or more points and extended their winning streak to 11 games. They led at the half by 44 points. They got it up to 51 points early in the third before Joe Mazzulla started yanking his stars. Steph Curry didn't play the second half and finished with a season-low, disgusting 4 points for the Dubs. His fewest points since he had 3 points in 16 minutes in March of 2022 at Boston. He left the game with a foot injury in that game. Curry was 2 of 13 from the floor on Sunday and missed all 9 of his trays, including 2 straight air balls opening a quarter. The Warriors had won 11 of 13 going into the game, including their first 3 of their East Coast swing. And they had 3 games in 4 days, and obviously a tough trip to Toronto in which they had plane problems. Remember, they sat on the tarmac for hours overnight, and everyone thought that they weren't going to be able to beat the Raptors, but they kicked the Raptors' ass, which I told you they would on Coast to Coast last week. When everyone said, oh, there's no way they can go back-to-back and win after they sat on a plane all night. Yeah, they kicked their ass by 15, 120 to 105. Lester Quinones led the Dubs with 17 points. He played 33 minutes. I don't even know who that is. None of the Dubs starters played more than 20 minutes. Moses Moody had 11. He was the only one to have double figures. Boston's only larger win was a 133-77 win at Chicago in December of 2018 and a 128-75 win over Sacktown in January of 2022. The Zinger missed the game. He had a quad problem. The game was 21 apiece in the opening quarter before the Celtics scored 14 straight points to begin a 58-13 surge. And they were up 35 late in the second quarter. Brown went off. He hit 3 straight 3s in less than a minute. And Draymond Green was playing some weird defense, leaving him all alone and staying off of him by like 5 feet several times in the quarter. Brown had 19 in the quarter, connecting on 5 of 8 threes. Boston was up 44-22. Curry, he had alleged right knee bursitis. He did warm-ups, and then he said, I'll play. And then he started jacking shots and air balls, and you could tell it wasn't their day. In the opening quarter, Boston shot 62.5% on threes. They were 10 of 16 from downtown. They were 57% overall, 16 of 28. Tatum's 3 from the left wing pushed it to 74-34 in the second quarter. You've got to be kidding me. The Dubs missed 15 of 18 three-point attempts in the first half alone. And the Seas had as many threes, 15 of 24 in the half, as Golden State had baskets. You know, twos. Boston went off the floor, standing 0 at the half. They were up 82 to 38. If you had the Dubs in 12, you were screwed. I was on the Dubs. I got screwed. I still made money on Sunday, hitting hockey bets left and right, hitting Indiana at Maryland like a boss. In the second half, the crowd was quiet during the game that was on national TV. They met in the finals a couple years ago. Golden State won that series in six, winning the series in Boston. So much for that. They gave Tatum a standing O on his birthday. He waved at a crowd, and it was all wonderful, and everybody was smiling. Derek White had 14. Hauser had 12. The Seas led by 56 points in the second half. The Dubs host Milwaukee on Wednesday at the Chase in the city. The Celtics go to Cleveland on Tuesday night. And they've obviously proven that they are the supreme team, the supreme being in the Eastern Conference. Everybody thinks it's Minnesota or OKC. We still know it's the Joker and Denver in the West. It's serious business. I was on with a guy on Betting Above the Rim on Sunday, and he was a big T-Wolves guy, covers the team. Trying to sell me that Minnesota's going to the NBA Finals. Minnesota's not going anywhere. They're going to lose in the playoffs just like they always do. They always choke. Everybody knows it. Gobert's going to choke. Cat Towns is going to choke. The only guy I'd worry about is Ant Edwards because he's an absolute badass. The team I'd be worried about if I were everyone else, including Denver, is the OKC Thunder. With Shai Gilgeous and Jay Will and Abraham Lincoln. That team is young, fun, fast, and they mean business. I couldn't even believe what I saw on Sunday on top of that. Like, how about the Sixers winning in Dallas without JoJo? Tobias Harris had 28 and Maxey had 24 and the Sixers rolled into Dallas and beat the Mavs on their home court by four. And believe me you, they were up way bigger than four. Oubre had 19 of his 21 after like a four-minute stretch of the third as the Sixers won two straight for the second time in 14 games. And of course, Embiid's missed those games. They're 6-8 without him. Nobody knows when he's coming back. Harris said everybody's kind of figuring out our chemistry as a group. He broke out of a slump with 31 in the previous game in a win over Charlotte. They didn't cover, but they won. He said, we knew it was going to take some time figuring out ways to be successful out there. We've just got to stay at it. Luka, the whiny crybaby, had 38, 11 rebounds, 10 dimes for his third consecutive triple-double. 38, 11, and 10 dimes. He just does it no matter what. But the NBA scoring leader also had 7 of 17 turnovers. The Mavs were all over the place. They got outscored 25-13 in points off turnovers and lost for the fourth time in five games since they won 7 straight. That was their longest winning streak of the season. Kyrie had 28. Derek Jones Jr. had 21. PJ Washington Jr. and Hardaway combined to go 4 of 18 from the field. They were awful, including, even worse, 1 of 13 from three-point range for the Mavs. Maxey got hurt in the third. He fell hard, stayed down on the floor for a couple of minutes. He did walk off the court on his own, stayed out the rest of the quarter. He came back in the fourth, finished 8 of 15 from the floor, making all 7 of his free throws, including 5 in the fourth quarter. He said he took a knee to the head. Doctors cleared him to play. He said he slipped, probably moving too fast, thinking I'm Flash or something. Everybody loves Flash. Luca, as I said, always crying, got his 14th technical of the season in the fourth. He's two away from an automatic one-game suspension with 21 games left. The Mavs scored the first 11 of the game, but still down by 10 at the end of the quarter, thanks to 17 from Maxey in the first quarter. And then the hot shooting start faded to 42% after three quarters before Dallas rallied. They came all the way back. The Mavs had cut Philly's biggest lead of 18 with 7 minutes down to four. The Sixers held them off by making 5 of 6 free throws in the last 25 seconds. So they got it done. Philly 120 to 116. I was surprised to see them lose at home. And the other one that got me going was the Timberwolves. I had them on a bet at +1.5. It went to them laying 2 later before tip. But the Clippers beat them 89-88 at the Target Center in Minneapolis. I keep telling you, they lost to the Kings at home. Then they turned around and lost to the Clippers at home. Are you getting a sniff of this? They're the best team in the Western Conference, but when they play good teams, even when it's at home, they lose. I am not buying the T-Wolves for 1 minute. I still think they're going to go out of the playoffs. One and done, baby. Clippers did get it done in the Twin Cities. Kawhi had 32. And the Clips, all kinds of successful in Minnesota.